This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
As some of our listeners know, before we get started, Randall switches from his very noisy keyboard to his quiet keyboard. Now, you know, like I have, here's my quiet keyboard. The only reason you hear that tap is because it makes a tapping noise as an error message when there's nothing to type on. But if I were to physically type something into a text field where I can actually type, it would sound like this. You see how loud that is?
Listen, yeah, turn it down, eh?
Yeah, I'm listening. It's assaulting my ears. And it takes a lot to assault my ears after years of rock and roll and deprivation. But seriously speaking, our guest Tim Swartz was telling us that there's a keyboard out there, a computer keyboard, that very closely resembles a traditional electric typewriter, even with the carriage return. Is it, Tim?
Yes, that's what I saw. Now, I don't know if it actually, you know, can move back and forth, but that would be great if it did.
Just think, a moving carriage, typing digital keystrokes.
I don't know how many people in our audience would even know what that is, or would even appreciate that tactile feel that the old-fashioned typewriters used to give us.
I've got an old Smith Corona somewhere, but Gene, just before we got started, you said you actually worked with typesetting, like on an actual printing press at one time.
Well, we worked on what they call cold typesetting, where you would type something and then you'd develop some photographic paper that would produce the images, the letters, instead of actually using hot type. So we called it cold typesetting or photo typesetting. Cold typesetting would be a machine like the IBM Composer, where it was designed by IBM very much like a Selectric, with proportional spacing like you have with traditional typesetting characters, where each character has a different width. So the I is narrower than the G, for example, to visualize what we all accept without questioning. With the IBM, you had to type it twice. But if you had the expensive kind, which we didn't, it would put out a punch card. And you type it once and then let the punch card redo it with justified margins for newspapers and magazines and such like that. So that was so long ago. And then we had phototypesetting machines where they were basically built-in cameras that would take pictures of the letter forms, and you develop them in a developing machine. And that's the kind of systems I'd work on years ago. Nobody cares about any of this.
Well, some people think it's kind of cool. So I had an old Smith Corona. That was just too much work. I mean, I used it because I like typing stuff out sometimes. But then I got another Smith Corona that was like a hybrid. It wasn't the Selectric with the ball. It had a daisy wheel in it. Like, if you guys remember those things, it was, and you could change the daisy wheel. And it had a little tiny LCD screen on it, which would actually auto-justify. And I thought this was like, wow, I can auto-justify on this. I can see what I'm going to type beforehand. I can change the daisy wheel on it. And its memory was a floppy disk. I still got the thing. And what's cool about it is if you need to do something like a carbon copy, because the daisy wheel uses impact, it will actually do carbon copies still.
Well, you know what? When I first put out a magazine, we used a mimeograph machine where you had a stencil, and the stencil would have some kind of translucent letter forms that when you ran it through a roller with ink, it would make impressions.
Right. Those are fairly common, I think. Or am I thinking of something else? Like, they used to have them in high school where they'd have a, it was like a thin metal plate that they would make somehow that would make copies, and you turned it with a crank and out would come your copies.
Well, this was in metal. Normally it was some kind of plastic kind of material that they used. As I recall, the stencil used for mimeograph machines. Now, we had that stuff in the 60s, but I realized early on it was a really difficult thing to do. And finally, in our first magazine, Café at mTOR, we got enough money together to go to a printing place where they used an offset machine where they take a picture of your typewritten copy, and then they would make a print out of it. I mean, this takes us back to, like I said, the 60s. Boy, things have changed. Nowadays, of course, when you get all these books that people put out themselves, print on demand, what they're printed on is not a traditional printing press, but kind of like a modified Xerox machine, a copying machine that can collate and then bind the books and make a finished book.
It's totally wild. Like, back when we start talking about, you know, back in the 60s, that's when I was be just a child then. You guys would be a little bit older. But even as I got older through the into the 70s and the 80s, and then people started talking about, well, you know, cashless society. And I thought, no way, that just will never happen. The day that you know, I stop using cash, that just won't happen. But I don't think I've paid now in cash for anything in about 6 months. It's just, it all goes on to my Visa card so I can get the points. And then I pay that at the bank electronically, you know. It's just, the world is, it's like we're living in some kind of, with the pandemic, some kind of dystopian sci-fi future world.
Well, you know, a lot of credit cards, as you know, there are systems that use a tap. So if you have these little squirrely things on your credit card, you can tap it on the terminal very lightly, and it will record your transaction. You don't even have to insert it or slide it anymore. I guess that's the ultimate protection. Why we're talking about this, I don't know. But I think we like to say that maybe in the world of technology, things have changed. But in the UFO field, it never seems to change, Tim. It's like anytime we've had you on the Paracast, we've had you on a few times over the years, and of course your compatriot, Tim Beckley, we talk about whether there will be disclosure or final revelation of the truth about UFOs, whatever that might be. But that's the same discussion we've had since the 1950s. And now in light of this Pentagon UAP task force, Tim, do you think it's going to make a difference after 6 months when they have to deliver a report?
I doubt it. After being in this as many years as I have, I really don't think so. I mean, it seems like information comes out in, you know, dribbles, a drop here and a drop there. So maybe 100 years from now, we may have a clearer picture than we have now. But I think even then, unless something dramatic happens, like the proverbial UFOs landing on the White House lawn, God forbid, we may never know. So many people, I think, depend on the idea that somebody else has all the information and we're just waiting for that information to be released. But I have my doubts whether or not that there's any central bureaucracy that is the holder of this central information and just waiting for the right time to give it out. Knowing that the way government works, I doubt if there is. You know, one group may have some information, another group may have more. You know, private corporations may have information. Possibly none of the above that I just mentioned even realize that anybody else has information. So unless, you know, somebody is really, really good at bringing everybody together, it's, you know, it's just a grand, you know, cluster, you know what.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't that be great if we could actually find someone that could bring the ufology community together? You know, I think this is a dream.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to the Pipe Dream Express. Yes. We've got J. Randall Murphy, Tim Swartz, Gene Steinberg. All this means is that you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
No, you're not going to get people together. I mean, look at the political world. People say, anytime I bring up politics, oh, I'm bringing up politics on the Paracast. And then if it's not their politics, it's worse. It's worse than even religion. So I'll just put it this way. A third of the population in the United States of America, and we're now doing this show roughly 3 months after the 2020 election, and that one-third of America does not believe that the president of the United States, Joseph R. Biden Jr., is really president. It's still Donald Trump, and on March 6th, the original date for inauguration. Is it March 6th? I forget. Well, sometime in early March. The original date.
I think it's March 4th.
March 4th.
March 4th is what they're saying.
I sit corrected, sir. March 4th, he will come out of retirement and take over and say, I am your president. And that's what they think is going to happen. And then other people have a different reality. And we have a society where that's going on. And because that's going on, how can we get together on anything? UFOs? Get together on UFOs? Ha ha. I don't believe it. Sorry.
I agree. I have this vision of on March the 4th, Biden having a press conference where he'll do like a Mission Impossible, where he'll reach down and pull off this mask and it's Donald Trump underneath.
Well, then he'd have to gain 60 pounds. Now, how would you do that? You see, that's the thing I always wondered about Mission Impossible, the famous Mission Impossible mask. And that is, maybe you could duplicate the face. Maybe with electronics on your voice box, you could duplicate the voice. But what about the physicality? I mean, Tom Cruise is a short guy, what, 5'6", 5'7"? So he has to impersonate people who are short. So I think here, I don't know how tall Joe Biden is. Maybe he's the same height roughly as Donald Trump, who wears platform shoes to make himself taller. But he'd have to gain 60 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Well, what'll happen, actually, this is what will happen. After he pulls off the mask and it exposes Trump, then he'll pull off another mask and it'll actually be Alec Baldwin.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me check the height. Now, Joe Biden is 6 feet tall. I'm going on here. Barack Obama is 6'1". Donald Trump claims to be 6'3". But when you see him in a photograph next to Obama, he's shorter. Obama being 6'1", we assume Donald Trump is 5'11" or 6 feet. Okay? Does this make any sense, anyone? Maybe he will take off his mask. And I'll repeat a plot line from the Supergirl TV show. And this is back like second or third season, where Linda Carter, who played Wonder Woman on TV, she plays the President of the United States. And it's revealed in this episode that she is from another planet. So maybe Biden takes off his mask and he's Klaatu.
Kang or Kodos from the Simpsons.
Oh, right. Yes, of course. Oh, yeah. Gotta love those guys.
But you see, he'd have to grow because Michael Rennie, the late Michael Rennie, was 6'4".
Right.
Well, I mean, there we are. Okay, so we're talking about the site, of course, you're on, Conspiracy Journal, Tim, along with Timothy Green Beckley. You know, the conspiracy, it's like that was another, you know, conspiracy inside a conspiracy inside another conspiracy. What is the latest conspiracy anyway? I mean, politics. I mean, we could talk conspiracies. If, you know, we can't talk politics, we can sure talk conspiracies, right? Like, you know, is Antifa a real thing or not?
you know, I'm almost embarrassed now about conspiracies. I mean, because, you know, I've researched conspiracies for years and years and years. And, you know, I think I've developed a fairly good, you know, like a blue sense to, you know, like what could be possible and what's just, you know, utter hogwash. But now it's just like, you know, it's like the floodgates. Gates to crazy have been opened, and now it's, you know, you read some of this stuff that's being put out there on social media and YouTube and stuff, and it's just like, oh my gosh, how can people, like, you know, how can people believe this? But, you know, I mean, I've gotten letters over the years from people who have you know, like their own proof for various kinds of conspiracy, but now it's really gotten almost mainstream with this the sheer Yeah, I don't want to keep using the word crazy, but that's what it seems to be. So, I mean, to me, when you look at this stuff, it's just like, okay, no, I never did any research on conspiracy theory. But actually, I suppose that it's just kind of par for the course when it comes to this kind of stuff, because every generation sees its own forms or belief systems coming about. I think that it's kind of unique now to the extent that you have social media playing such a big role in all of this, and how information is able to get across the world, and, you know, really in almost an instant. I mean, you know, like Gene, you know, and myself, you know, I mean, you know, we come from the days when most of the information either went across the mail or, you know, over the telephone, if you could afford the long distance. And so it took a while for some of this stuff to get around. Now, you know, you have somebody make a meme that, like we were talking about, you know, where, you know, they pull the mask off and it's actually, you know, somebody else underneath. You know, you've got a worldwide audience who are like, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and it can go viral and have millions of people within just a few minutes if you've got the server power to go along with it. I mean, and you're totally right. Like, with Timothy Green Beckley, I became a member of his group, UFOIL, the UFO Investigators League, years ago. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, I cut out the little application in the UFO magazine, and I put it in an envelope and mailed it away and waited for I don't know how many weeks or months or whatever. And finally, I got it. And later, I started my own group, which was USI, Ufology Society International. We got up to, you know, 2,000 something members in 22 countries. But I did that by putting an ad in what up here was called the Bargain Finder, which had a section in the back called FAPIA, which was the Free Advertising Paper International something. And it was just a little ad, but it went all around in different countries. And people would see that, and then they'd write a letter, and I'd get the letter, and then I would send them back their stuff. And that's just how it worked. Hmm.
By the way, we're going to do a station break now. We're going to take the station and crack it in half for about 4 minutes. And then we will reassemble the station after 4 minutes and come back with Tim Swartz. We'll have J. Randall Murphy and Gene Steinberg. I know you can't figure out anything I just said, because I can't either. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Former President Donald Trump was acquitted Saturday in his second impeachment trial by a 57-43 vote, the Senate finding him not guilty of inciting the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. Trump defense lawyer Bruce Castor says House impeachment managers left several holes in their case. He tells Fox News that multiple aspects of their arguments were working against them.
They failed miserably on all sorts of grounds, not the least of which is the jurisdiction over somebody out of office. The Constitution is quite plain that once you're out of office, that's the only active remedy upon the bringing of an impeachment article. And then, of course, they were wrong on the law as it relates to the First Amendment and due process. They even blew it when they wrote the article of impeachment by failing to break it out into counts. So any one of those things was a loser for them.
This is USA Radio News. With the impeachment trial for former President Trump in the rearview mirror, many in Congress are looking to move forward to other issues, like a COVID relief bill. But Congressman Andrew Garbarino believes that will be a very partisan piece of legislation. The New York Republican tells Fox News there doesn't seem to be any effort from the other side of the aisle to want to negotiate over that bill.
As we just saw this past week with the COVID relief package, the Democrats would not accept any Republican amendment in any committee. This bill is going to be a partisan bill. I would be very surprised if, you know, any Republicans, if there are just a handful that vote to support it. It is as partisan as can be, and I think that's what we're looking at right now. It doesn't look like there's any negotiation on the other side coming from the Speaker's office. I think it's her way or the highway from what she's doing right now.
This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
This is Being the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
We put the station back together again because we're here on the Paracast with Tim, Gene, and Randall. Talking about the past, it's kind of like the old days of Saturday morning TV, where somebody on the show would say, take 10 cents, stick it in an envelope, mail it to whatever. And then 4 or 5 weeks later, you get the membership card or whatever the merchandise is. And they merchandise heavily that way. Now, of course, you say, go to this site, use the keyword flamingo, and suddenly you get a discount on something.
Heck, now we even have like a not a barcode. I can't think of what the word is, but you know, all you have to do is just with your phone scan this barcode, and
it's a QR code.
There you go, and you know you're automatically a member. Yeah, I still have on my bulletin board here in my office, I still have a collection of membership cards that, as a kid, like you said, Gene, you know, sent away for, to, you know, I got like the Vampirilla fan club, and, you know, the Man from U.N.C.L.E., you know, fan club.
Oh, you've got a Man from U.N.C.L.E. card? Oh, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, and a plastic badge, too, that's awesome. A triangle in shape that says U.N.C.L.E. number 6.
Oh, that is super awesome. I kind of like to pattern my first UFO club when I was in elementary school after The Man from U.N.C.L.E. because I thought it was such a cool TV show. Robert Vaughn, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Oh, yeah, that was just great. For anyone who happens to be listening who is a member of USI, there's people I haven't sent their membership cards out. I just became overwhelmed with a whole bunch of things in life. You know, if you send me an email, again, with your updated address and everything else, I will still send that out. I just need you to write again and get back in touch because our site has changed addresses and emails and stuff over the years. And so I know you're all out there somewhere, but it'd be nice to get back in touch with you.
You know, we were talking earlier about conspiracies and how the whole conspiracy genre really seems to have taken off, in such a weird direction. But one of the things that I've noticed with a lot of this is that you haven't seen a lot of the UFO angle being played within this. Now, I've seen some people who are really involved in, one of these, political conspiracy groups. I'm not going to mention the name because it's like Beetlejuice. If you say it, three times, it'll show up in your house. Sometimes, they've brought up like reptilian agenda or, but really, to me, it's kind of odd because the UFO aspect of conspiracy theory has really played such a predominant role throughout the past, 50, at least 50 years, if not more. So, I think it's interesting on how, at least so far, of course, now that I'm saying this, my email box is going to be flooded with, people sending me examples that they've run across, but that you haven't seen the UFOs and their either, benevolent or evil occupants, depending on which group you're talking to, are playing a role in the modern conspiracy world.
Yeah, it's out there, but it's not as on the, on the front burner as it used to be. Well, I mean, now and then it does. I mean, when they had this whole Nimitz thing came out and the New York Times had it on, I think it was on their front page at one point. It's there and it's always been an undercurrent. And I think, this goes back to, if we go back to the golden age of ufology, we're talking about back to, from the late 40s right through the 60s. So we're more than half a century, 70 years. This has been in our lives, and it is in every aspect of our culture now in some form or another, whether it's on the front or it's just kind of hiding in the background noise, the background radiation.
Well, especially considering in the 80s and 90s, you had a lot of people who very seriously entertained the idea that these space people had managed to infiltrate society in, certain aspects, a political corporation or just, walking around out on the street. So, again, it surprises me that we haven't seen that crop up yet. Of course, whoever is the disinformation artist behind a lot of these modern conspiracy theories that really seem to be running predominant on social media, I suppose they just haven't gotten to the evil aliens, and it's always it's always the evil aliens. Of course, that's what makes the whole modern, conspiracy thing.
Yeah,
fun.
We've always got this binary sort of way of looking at it. It's right. Either they're the benevolent space brothers who are here to save us, usually from ourselves, or they're the evil aliens that are here to abduct us and do, outlandish experiments on us kind of thing, and maybe even take over the world, if not infiltrate the government. So, but there, then there's a few people that say, well, maybe it's neither. Maybe they're just like looking at us like they would any other kind of wildlife on the planet. And, once in a while they take an interest in our species, and instead of polar bears or seals or whatever else they happen to be looking into, and really, a lot of people don't think of that possibility because we want to think of ourselves, human beings, as being the most special thing on the planet.
Well, and then again, a lot of these conspiracy theories also have a religious aspect to them. And if you start bringing, playing that card, then that a lot of times just completely throws out the idea that there could even be other intelligent life in the universe. I mean, you know, we're the only ones. The universe was made strictly for us, and that's it. You know, everything else that may be here that is playing the role of extraterrestrials is demonic or insert popular word here. But now that I'm saying that, you know, I have seen a couple of the more recent conspiracy memes going around that the UFO phenomena, and you know, of course, this isn't anything new when it comes to UFOs, but that, you know, you're dealing with agents of the devil, demons and stuff, because it's the end times and they're, you know, prepping us for the rapture when everybody's going to be taken above and the rest of us will be left here to burn and writhe in the flames.
Well, you know, my wife's late uncle, Lewis Kaplan, believed that. He mm-hmm. was one of these Jews for Jesus movements. And they gave me a copy of a UFO book. It was a sci-fi book. But the book theory was that this was something that heralded the rapture. Of course, that theory is probably no crazier than the one I heard the other day that we've all heard of now, where Jews from space were using lasers to create the fires, forest fires in California. And I'm thinking, you know, California has over 1 million Jews, okay? Over 1 million people in California are Jewish. Why would Jews shoot laser beams to set forest fires and maybe kill fellow Jews or at least injure them?
Well, see, and that is part of the so-called modern or more recent conspiracy theories that are bringing into play some of the older aspects, and I'm talking about the Protocols of Zion, which, you know, actually was put together, I guess, by in Russia. At the end of the 19th century, I can't remember exactly when it was.
As we try to remember when it was. We'll break with Tim, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Tim Swartz joins us. He's a colleague of Tim Beckley and therefore has written many thousands of magazine articles and books. And now we're talking about conspiracy theories. And it seems like there is a conspiracy theory behind every corner. Mm-hmm. If you want to believe something wacky, there's somebody there who believes it or who spreads it. And nowadays, of course, you go online unless they've awakened and censored the claim. You can say almost anything, no matter how crazy. And if a few people pick it up, then they forward it or retweet or something. And it goes to a few more people. And within an hour, a million people have got this stupid rumor.
Well, what do you guys think about this, what's been going on with this deplatforming people where they're just taking people's accounts and suspending them or kicking them off the system or doing what they call shadow banning, which I didn't even know what that was until the other day, where they'll take and make sure that if somebody does a search for you, that you end up on page 39 instead of, you know, at the front.
All ISPs and web hosts, they have a terms of service, as we do on the Paracast. And if you advocate violence or hate, they have the right to terminate you. These are all private companies. And so they have the right to create a set of rules of the road for their system and enforce them. And we have no right because they're private companies. It's not the same thing as the government having some kind of regulation about freedom. So, for example, in the U.S., freedom of speech, the First Amendment, doesn't apply necessarily to private companies. It applies to the government to prohibit free speech. On the other hand, if you advocate for violence, as I said, violent behavior, if you say kill Freddie and it's serious, not something that's just a joke, and by the way, I apologize to everybody named Freddie. Nothing personal, because they'll go after me. The point being that if you advocate that kind of hate speech or violence, they have a right to terminate you, and they should. Now, in terms of politics, it's gotten to a point where there is so much demonstrably false information being spread that now in terms of someone really popular, like a famous politician, they will put some kind of note. There is a level of censorship there, but not in terms of someone who's just an ordinary person. If you're a political figure and you're saying something that is, by every definition of the term, demonstrably, provably false, they might put some kind of note about it. But unless it's hate speech, they will not necessarily censor you. Again, these are private companies. They have the right to do that, whatever they want. If you don't like it, use another service. Simple as that. If you're a stockholder in the company, then you maybe have the right to express your point of view to the management of the company, say change the policy. But there is a law in the U.S. that ISPs, web hosts, etc., are not liable for the content. So in theory, if somebody posts hate speech in the Paracast forums, technically, we can't be sued for it.
We do a pretty good job of keeping that sort of stuff out, but we're also one of the more liberal ones. We're talking here about the Paracast community forums, by the way, audience. You can go there and participate, and you know, you're pretty well free to express yourself a lot more than some forums, that's for sure. But you know, when you're talking about the kind of power that the media and some of these platforms have these days to influence the, you know, elections and the course of your entire nation's politics, then this is very different than in days gone by when we were talking about at the beginning of the show, where, you know, we got a newspaper or there was something, and those could be influential, but not like the power that they have today. So maybe we need to rethink the rights of companies to be able to influence politics based on their own particular views, whether they want one particular candidate to win over another. Should corporations have the power to be able to decide elections? Like, what do you think, Tim?
Well, you know, it used to be when people still read physical newspapers, most cities would have several different newspapers that would, you know, one would be a liberal newspaper, the other one would be a conservative. And so, you know, if you chose to read both, you know, I mean, you'd be able to get, you know, both sides, and then you'd have one that would be, you know, neutral. So you were able to get, you know, kind of like, you know, all sides of the story. You know, nowadays, with, you know, one company owning practically every single media outlook in a city, or all of the ones in states, and this includes television stations as well. I mean, it's a lot easier to push a certain political point of view, to the extent that if, you know, somebody is not really paying that much of attention, you know, they're going to think that, you know, well, yeah, that's that is what is actually going on. You know, they're not able to see, or, you know, different points of view. And that's and that's one of the problems as well when it comes to the consumption of information now over the internet, is that you know, people have a tendency to go and seek out information that is already going to conform to their point of view. It's called like an echo chamber, I think is what the term is.
Right.
And so if you're going that route, you can find yourself falling deeper and deeper into that abyss. I know I've been reading some stories recently about people who are now just kind of have clawed their way out of it, and are saying that you know, they were reading nothing but stories that were fitting their point of view, and it just got crazier and they got crazier, and you know, pretty soon you had people thinking that there's going to be, you know, men in black knocking on the doors, coming inside and taking their children away to be eaten. So
there is a movement, by the way, that suggests that people from one political party will consume the fetuses or babies
Oh man.
Or they're pedophiles. We have to get rid of pedophiles. So everybody in this one party is a pedophile. And of course we had the theory that some pizza place in Washington D.C. was harboring children who were kidnapped or something like that, or was a pedophile source. And somebody goes to that store with a gun, and he was arrested for it. I mean, some of these theories are crazy. Now, it's not like liberal versus conservative, Republican versus Democrat versus libertarian versus independent. It is totally, as they say, wackadoodle. It is completely crazy theories, but I think we should focus on our corner of the world here, the paranormal corner. And as we said, there are some wacky theories. One, of course, as we mentioned earlier at the beginning of the segment and the end of the previous one, with regard to UFOs being the spawn of the devil. Not that it's about religion and UFOs, because that's a viable subject. And in one of our near-term shows, we'll bring back a religious scholar, David Halper, an old friend of mine, who will talk about UFOs in the Bible in a very factual sense. So that's going to be a real fascinating episode coming up in a couple of weeks. So there is a sense of logic to want to talk about whether events depicted in ancient times relate to that. But that's not like a conspiracy theory or like UFOs necessarily representing some demonic force. Not that UFOs, or at least some of them, aren't evil in some way. Maybe they are. I mean, there's a theory here that ET is here to create a race of hybrids, part human, part alien, and their end goal is to infiltrate government quietly. So ETs, hybrids, take over, and then sometime in the future, next week or 1,000 years from now, whatever, will take over without firing a shot. They will infiltrate our government. And we'll wake up one day, and ET's in charge doing their thing. We're going to do our thing in another segment with Tim Swartz, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy. You're in.
Top Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.